Paul, can we update on Brian Little, first of all?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, just we give him another day off. He'll be good.
Can I ask you about next week, I think it is, Chris Thorburn will become the all-time leader in games played for this franchise. Just give me a take on him and the value of the room. And it just seems like a guy that has had to scrap for so long to stay in the NHL, and here he is over 500 and some games played.
And to play in his role with one franchise for as long as he has is really a statement about character and what he brings on and off the ice. He was a real physical player early on, still is, now has a reputation that goes with that, and those character kind of guys, you see it around the league, they'll stay with one team for an awfully long time because there's a real value to everything. They're on ice play, what they bring, but they make you, a guy like that, Chris makes our room better, makes our room function properly. He'd be on everybody's list. You know, you say, who's your two or three closest friends in the room? His name is on everybody's list because he's a connector. He makes sure that the young guys feel like they're a part of it, and he fits in with the older guys. He's just, you know, use that term, glue player, but he's an important part of the good pieces of our room. You could probably just talk. I could probably hear you today.
Sorry. Rules, I don't want to break
those. I know. You and I both.
As me, we kind of do this, but with the defensive game improvements over the last, I think it's 8 games now or so, have you noticed a difference in the way the team plays in front of maybe Connor as opposed to maybe Michael? And it's not a fishing there. It's just, do you notice a difference?
Not statistically. So when you look at certain kinds of scoring chances, not every shot. And we've played, Connor's really had a spectrum of teams. Not so much the Minnesota team, but the Minnesota game, there was 15 shots in total. And then Toronto put up quite a bit more. But the last two games are played against kind of really skilled teams. We actually probably gave up more in the Washington game than we did in the Chicago game. So I don't see, the numbers don't say we're playing differently in front of the two.
When Myers and Enstrom are going so well together, what do you like, or what do those two do so well to complement each other?
Well, it's maybe slightly unusual to have two guys that can bring the puck up the ice, play together. Usually there's one, and I think Toby's over, you know, maybe the last year or so since we've been there, he's either played with Dustin when Dustin went back on the blue line, or played with Tyler when Tyler came in. Both those guys are up the ice so much that Toby, being a pretty smart veteran guy, would really, really pick his spots. But in the last whole 10 games or so, Toby's starting to get up the ice more like he used to, I think, and he's capable of doing it. And Tyler's, you know, got enough experience to pick up on that and to come underneath and kind of cover him off when he needs to. We'd like to see as much of that as we possibly can. We think that's a talent that Toby can bring.
I'll just sort of expand or ask up on that. The two of them coming together, what do you see, or what has to happen for them to, in terms of the communication and that sort of thing, getting used to each other playing together?
Well, right from Tyler's first game here last year, those two were a fit, and I think just having enough games in the league, they just figured each other out very, very quickly, what their tendencies are. I think Toby probably was the more patient of the two in terms of jumping into plays because Tyler's so active. And what Toby now, just having spent a little more time together, starting to find some places where he can do it, where he can jump in. And that makes them very dangerous. And we need Toby to do that because he has that skill set. He's done it two or three times, some resulting in goals and others. Just he's smart with it when he does it. The more time they spend together, I think they'll find them more active at the right times.